Good morning, and welcome to Zion on this beautiful fall day. I was amazed at how many people came in the building, and they were just soaked with water, so we had kind of a downpour this morning. I'm going to go ahead and invite Bethel Mountain Band to come up and prepare. We're excited that they are with us today and the music that they're going to share, so I want to welcome their friends and families here, along with our visitors, to our worship service. I'm going to take a few moments, and if you have announcements, would you please come forward at this time?
Good morning. I have two announcements regarding Drift Creek. The first is that on Friday the 27th, there's going to be a work day. The road should be open by then, and there's going to be a fair amount of cleanup and work to be done since the camp hasn't really been used since June. So if you would like to help out with that, you can talk to Kevin Chupp or email Drift Creek Camp, and their email address is info@driftcreek.com. Or you can ask Kristen or I also if you have questions. That's Friday the 27th. And then secondly, regarding the slug run, this is your weekly slug run announcement, we have, as of like on Wednesday or Thursday, there were 70 runners signed up, which is really exciting. And we also are realizing that we have a need for some volunteers. So if you aren't interested in running or walking, but would like to help maybe like pass out water or even like string some string in our finisher medals or pass out cinnamon rolls or food, there's lots of options. Or if you are still interested in donating something for the raffle or making cinnamon rolls or pizza rolls, there's lots of opportunities. So let me know if you are able to do that or if you have questions about anything. Liesl's birthday is September 24th.
Oh, thank you. In your mailboxes today is the Mennonite Women Handbook, and inside is a list of the nursery schedule. I tried to get to everybody to find out whether or not they wanted to be left on this year. If you find that somehow you're not on it but you wanted to be, let me know, because there are Sundays when we need somebody to step up and be in there because somebody is gone or sick. So, and if you want an additional copy, because there's dads on this as well as moms, so make sure that you look at your wife's if you're a dad, because you might be on it.
Thank you to you who participate in the TerraCycle recycling program. There's some unusual things that we can recycle through that. I'm the sorter and the mailer, and I just wanted to remind you not to put random things in there like pill bottles and lids, but just if you didn't know, the proceeds from that, when I send it in, I get to choose a charity, and it's going to Drift Creek, so they should have gotten one $50 check by now, and we can have some more soon. So ask me if you don't know what's included. There is a list on the little can out there, but just be careful what you're putting in there. Thanks.
I want to welcome Tony Kaufman, director of Drift Creek Camp, this morning, too. He will be sharing with us some updates about camp later in our worship. I'm Jana Gingrich, one of the pastors here, along with Matthew Suora, who will be up here playing with the band, some with his fiddle, this morning. Our call to worship is based on Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Brothers and sisters, boys and girls, come and worship. Even if you're tired and worn out, come and worship. Lay down the heavy things that you are carrying. Come and worship. Listen to what Jesus wants to tell you. See if you can discover how Jesus wants to use you. For Jesus is humble and gentle, and he will give us everything we need. Come and worship. Would you pray with me? Lord, we ask that this time of worship would be an outpouring of gratitude and awe of who you are. May this time be a practice of opening ourselves to your still, small voice of comfort, of peace that we need in our lives. Slow us down, Lord, and meet us here. Thank you for these singers, musicians, Bethel Mountain Band, and the gifts that you have given them to share with us. May we find your presence and beauty in every note. May the words sung touch our hearts and remind us of all that is good in our lives and in our world. May your Spirit speak our prayers of deepest longing, our concerns and confessions. So we ask through word, music, in this community, Lord, renew us. Your mercies are new every morning, and we thank you for your faithfulness. Make us instruments of your grace, love, and peace. Amen. Bethel Mountain Band.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Years ago, when I was just a boy in Oklahoma Hills, we didn't have a church in which to pray. So the people got together and built one of their own. Shepherd made
Now it's your turn to sing. Please turn to number one, and if you're able to, please stand. Number one.
Thank you.
Would our ushers please come forward for our morning offering? Let's pray together. Let the fields rejoice with us, good and gracious God, as we give back what you have given us. Let the hills sing out and accept our share in your earth, your people, your coming rain. Grant us the belief like the fields and hills. Let us believe in what you do and what we do with what you do. Amen. We're going to take a few moments and have the children help us bring up coins in little cups. They're going to have cups and come through the aisles if you have loose change. We're collecting loose change today for my coins count. So please come forward, children, with your change.
Sitting in my pocket when they could be doing good. My coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count. We can make a difference in the world. If we look around, is there people that we see all around the world needing food or water or a chance to live in peace? We can make a difference in the world because my coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count. Sitting in my pocket when they could be doing good. My coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count. We can make a difference in the world. The gifts we are given to be shared all around the world. It doesn't matter if they're big or small, when used with care, we can make a difference in the world because my coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count.
Sitting in my pocket when they could be doing good. My coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count. We can make a difference in the world. Together, there's a lot we can achieve all around the world. Witnessing to others that we live what we believe, we can make a difference in the world because my coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count.
Sitting in my pocket when they could be doing good. My coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count.
We can make a difference in the world because my coins count.
My coins count.
My coins count. Sitting in my pocket when they could.
Tony, I'm going to invite you to come up and share about Drift Creek Camp.
Good morning, and again, thanks for having us here, and of course, having the barbecue and everything that you guys do for Drift Creek. We really appreciate it. We've had a little bit different summer than what we normally typically do, and way more ways than one. Obviously, with the road being closed, it completely shut off us doing anything up there. But in hindsight, Brenda and I personally are very thankful for that with what she's been going through. And I'll get into that a little bit later. But anyway, so the road was closed around the middle of June. And this first couple pictures were taken. That was June 17th when they first started clearing off the road around the North Creek culvert. For those of you who don't know, it was about a 10-foot diameter culvert that had basically shut off fish passage going through that portion of North Creek, which is a subsidiary that goes down into Drift Creek. When we went up about a week or so later, that's when they were rolling the old culvert out. And then they started digging, and they started digging, and they kept digging, and they kept digging, and there is dirt all over up there. They put a dam at both ends to try and keep all the fish out of there, and they had a small culvert going through to try and help it, and they also had, you can see some pipes going in there where they were trying to also pump it out to try and keep it dry while they were working to create the spot where they were putting what actually looks like a Quonset building when we get to that point here in the slides. That's one of the piles of dirt. It's about 100 yards long between North Creek and the camp that's completely covering the road. So right now, even if you could get over the culvert, you can't even get into camp yet because it's totally blocked yet too. They started erecting the culvert. It's 50 feet wide and 25 feet high, and I think it's about 100 or so feet long. That was about halfway through, and that gives you a little bit of an idea of how big it is. That's actually a full-size excavator parked underneath it as they were erecting it. And they had chiseled down into the bedrock to create the footer. On that picture, you can kind of see how the water level, it's about a foot or so higher on the water level at that end, and it goes down about a foot or two deeper on the other side for the slope of the culvert that they put in. And then after they got the culvert erected, the next step that they were doing is started working on the stream bed itself and getting that out. And they finished that probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, where they had finished out the stream bed and actually have the creek is now flowing through it, which looks like a trickle. And at this point, looks like it's way oversized. But I'm sure this winter it'll look like it's a much needed space for the water to flow through. Started backfilling. The backfilling has taken a little longer. They were hoping to get a conveyor truck to shoot it up over to the other side because they have to put gravel all the way around it before they can start putting the dirt back in. And they had a long-reach excavator, and all they could do is get it to the top of the culvert, and then they had a guy on the top there shoveling it down and other guys down below working on the other side. So that portion took a little bit longer than what they were hoping to. And then as we go through, this was slide from this past Friday when I was up there. They do have it to where they can get up and over, and you could probably take a pickup and drive over it if you wanted to, but the dirt's still down at the other end, and that's the hang up right now. Is the rain came a little bit quicker than they were anticipating, and so now they have to move all this dirt back in for the backfill, and they're a little bit, last week put a little damper into that dirt moving because now it's a little bit wet. And this weekend wasn't going to probably help that situation either. This is a sign looking upstream. They've the side that, if you're familiar with what had kind of eroded before, they have that reinforced with riprap up there. And that's the creek going through. They have about three different weirs that they put in of boulders to make kind of a step down going through the culvert so that it doesn't flow through just straight uninhibited. The amount of time that they can work in the stream is actually over now, so they can't work in the stream anymore, but they got everything done they wanted to. But they, as you can see, they still have a little bit of fill to put in yet. They're hoping to, within the next 2 weeks, pretty well button it up as far as us being able to access into the camp, which is good because at this point, we don't have anything planned in September yet, except 27th that was talked about earlier as far as a work day, but the 4th and that following weekend, Albany is tentatively scheduled to come and do a church retreat. So we're hoping that the weather cooperates and they can finish it up, but overall it's went relatively well. There was only one semi that decided to take a corner too tight when it was bringing in the culvert and flipped the trailer off the side, and that made for kind of an interesting morning for him, I guess. So that's where we're at with the culvert. And then also just to bring you an update on Brenda. For those of you that didn't know, Brenda was diagnosed with breast cancer. Probably March, I think it was, when she started working on that. Went through chemo, and then she had surgery the day after Labor Day and had a bilateral mastectomy. And then we got the oncologist report back this week, and the tumor, when they originally had noticed it, was 10 centimeters large, which was a very large tumor, they had said, and also some of the lymph nodes in her left armpit had been swollen and had some signs of cancer in them too. But after chemo, that 10 centimeter tumor had shrunken down to, when they did the oncology report, after they had taken out everything, they noticed the tumor is actually only 1 millimeter now. So that was very good news, and all the cancer had actually come out of the lymph nodes through the chemo treatment from what they could tell. So we're very thankful for that, and thank God for the healing that has happened for her. She's obviously a little bit sore yet, and has been, if any of you know Brenda, she has a hard time holding still, which is not a good thing right now. So her drains are still draining a little more than they should because she is a little too active. But so she just needs to hold still and let herself heal. But so far, the news has been very encouraging for us. So thanks for your prayers and support for us and also for the camp.
Just a reminder that we have a chicken barbecue today, fundraiser meal for Drift Creek Camp that you're all welcome to stay for. We want to thank those that are barbecuing in the rain today. So if you see these guys in wet suits and that they've been cooking, thank them too. So Bethel Mountain Band, please come up again.
Thank you. We'll move on with the introductions here. I think a lot of you know who we are. Janet did a good job of putting all the names in the bulletin, so I'll match them up for you now. Starting on the far end, we have Jerry Stutzman, lives in Salem, playing the five-string banjo. We started practicing about 10 years ago, the early practice sessions. They were at Jerry's house, and he played the guitar the first couple of times. So we said, let's stick a banjo in his hand to see what he can do, and it's been that way ever since. Jerry Schrock next to him. Jerry thinks it's a pretty good-looking crowd this morning because his wife has a bunch of relatives here at this church, yeah. Or that are here this morning. Jerry lives in Silverton and sings the high tenor, plays ukulele also. Craig Ulrich, here in the middle. Craig lives in Albany and sings baritone, lead, most of the songs. Larry Knox, next to me here. Larry lives in Lebanon and sings baritone, lead, or tenor. As you just heard him do a great job on River of Jordan. Behind him, we have Gene Stutzman. Gene lives in Albany and plays mandolin for us. And next to him is Tice Patterson. Tice lives in Albany also, plays bass guitar. My name's Will Barnhart, live in Salem, and I sing bass for the group. We have a special privilege of having a guest artist with us this morning who needs no introduction here. Matthew has played with us at least three times, if not four. He did a concert we have on New Year's Eve of last year and at this church once or twice, I think, before. So he's going to join us on quite a few of the songs, and a bunch of these he's done with us also in the past. Matthew was trained as a classical violinist, so we're going to turn him into a bluegrass gospel fiddle player, from a violin to a fiddle. It's the same instrument, but it's a lot of difference. So anyway, we're really tickled to have him join us for this next set of songs.
Thank you. Who will come? I see some of you singing along, and we would like to encourage that. This next one, I'm sure you know, too. Please sing along, He Hideth My Soul.
Savior. Well, if you ain't helping Eloise, then you ain't helping me.
about the group, just real quick. We've been together 9 years. Larry is our newest member. He's only been with us 8 years, so we've had no change in personnel the last 8 years. But we'll October the 10th, I guess we'll finish up 9 years. And we're just a bunch of old guys here. We're local, as I gave you from where we lived. We get together, we practice once a week, at least if we have a concert coming up. We do 25, 30 concerts a year, maybe. Usually do a travel or two to some, Mennonite locales like Sarasota, Florida, and Pennsylvania and Virginia. And then we'll be going back to Shipshewana, Indiana in 2 weeks. Have a couple of nights there. So we enjoy doing that. But again, we're local guys with local jobs or retired. And we do a lot of churches and retirement villages and a few summer festivals. So that's kind of who we are. We're these two guys in the middle, bring our age, average age down somewhat. And Matthew with his hair helps the group look a little younger too. He's up there with us. Should have him on the front row. Gene Stutzman is our oldest member there. And he'll turn the big number later this year if you haven't already. Gene had a high school reunion here a little while back, and he said it would have been a great time together with all his high school buddies, but somebody had invited a whole bunch of old people there, and it just kind of took away from the enjoyment they'd have. Anyway, we do enjoy this, and we certainly thank Craig and Janet and anyone else that was involved in inviting us back here again this morning. So. We've got a couple more songs to do, so let's move into it.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne.
Check them out when you leave. We have a website. You can Google it and follow all of our venues and upcoming concerts and all we have. And we have an active Facebook site if you want to like that. You can all see lots of pictures and updates on where we're going or where we've been. So thank you again for coming out this morning, and we'll finish up.
Shall gather over on the earth.
Well, what a blessing to have you all with us and helping us to worship in song and sound as well. Just another few announcements again. If this is your first time visiting, you are more than welcome to join us for the barbecue dinner afterwards. And if you're wondering how to get there and where it is, you can go out this door here, I guess to your left, and then take another right in the fellowship hall and then follow the wonderful smells down towards the fellowship hall and the kitchen. But you might want to make a roundabout trip to go and check out the CDs that Bethel Mountain Band has. The church is providing an honorarium, but would the treasurer be upset if people just wanted to make another contribution to your ministry by adding that into the basket there where the where you pay for the seat? No problem at all? No? Okay. That's fine. We try to be nice to treasurers around here. They're very important. So you all are welcome to that meal. I'm going to lead us in a prayer for all of us here, a prayer of gratitude, also a prayer of blessing for the meal that we'll share together in just a few minutes, to close with the Lord's Prayer, if you know it, in whatever language you know it. It is for visitors here printed down on the bottom of the bulletin too. So please join me in prayer. You, O Heavenly Father, have sent Jesus the Son into the world to seek us and to make of us your worshipers in spirit and in truth. And you make of our mouths, our hands, our minds, our bodies, instruments of your praise. We profess with our presence, with our mouths, that we would be such worshipers here and wherever you lead us this week, whatever we do. It is only by your Spirit that our lives, our loves, our conduct, and our words bear any resemblance to those of Jesus, and so bring you honor. O you who dwell in the praises of your people, grant us, we pray, ever greater measure of your Spirit, ever greater openness, willingness, and surrender to your word, your work, and your will. Grow in us ever greater measures of Christ-like faith, hope, love, and adoration for you, and love for your creation, each other, and ourselves. And grant that what we have heard and have sung and said this morning might go with us from this hour, they might go like seeds to take root and to grow fruit in the days to come. And may something from today's celebration and adoration be used of you to touch each one of us here with whatever encouragement, correction, deliverance, or direction we need. And may your healing, renewing Spirit touch every one of us with that same restoring love that Jesus gave in touch, in body, soul, and spirit. As all of us, dear Lord, deal with the effects of stress, of aging, of work, and simply of a fallen world. For today, the eyes of our hearts have been lifted up from the cares and the complexities of this life. And we've seen and heard something of that eternal, joyful assembly of the saints and angels around your throne. And these blessings we pray also for our friends and partners in the ministry of Drift Creek Camp, that all who work and serve and all who rest and play there might be refreshed by the vision of your splendor in your word and in your world. And may our partnership grow and continue to open to the coming of your kingdom. And in particular, we pray for Brenda as she recovers from surgery. Grant her strength, energy, and healing. And we pray for Tony and all who are attending to her care. And this we pray also for our Stevens ministry and for Jana, who is leading it beginning this week, and for all who take part in its inception. And make of our first ministers a community who help make us even more your beloved community. And thank you for the ministry of Bethel Mountain Band. Bless their witness, their work, and their service to your honor and our joy. And your blessing is well upon the meal that we will share in just a moment. Bless the food, the fellowship, and those who labor on our behalf to the strengthening of our bodies and bonds in Christ. And may that meal be a foretaste of that banquet, that feast of reunion and reconciliation for which we pray in the very words of our host, the Lord Jesus, as he taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please turn to number 87 and sing The Journey, the Green Book. Number 87. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 5. This is a hymn that has often been used as a closing for the campers when they leave Drift Creek Camp after their week of camp. Number 87.
Thank you.